குட் ஈவினிங், அமைதியான கஸ்னே. This is the August 3rd, 2016 meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board of Directors. We need somebody to make the roll call. I will make the roll call because Michael Novick will not be present. Wesley Bethune. Jim Brown. Idiana Kasnay present. Jan Goodman asked for an excuse absent. Janet Cobran.
Present.
Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick said that he will be traveling. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson.
Oops, they're here.
Okay, thank you. Did anybody receive, we have quorum, we have five people present. We are having problem with the streaming, but we will go ahead with the meeting. Do anybody receive the agenda that I emailed? The proposal?
Yes.
Agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Janet, may I be recognized?
Yes.
Would you just read it into the record?
If you have it,
I could.
You read it.
Do you want me to?
Yes, please.
Okay, so the draft agenda is call to order, roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, election of secretary, ED search process, CFO evaluation survey questions and timeline, set date for regular personnel committee meetings, and then adjourn.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Does anybody have any modification to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved.
Well, Janet, yeah. I move to approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Any objections to approve the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We don't have any minutes. Michael is not here. I will need somebody, does somebody volunteer to take notes for this meeting? Because we don't have a secretary.
Janet, I'll take notes if nobody else is willing.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Okay, then we go to point number six, that is ED search process. Anybody want to talk about that issue? I will send to the committee.
Point of order.
Yes, Janet.
It's the election of secretary item.
No, what I said is we know from before that nobody volunteered. If I don't mistake, in the last meeting, nobody volunteered, and we said that we will wait till this meeting to see somebody volunteer for that. And I didn't receive an email. I don't know if any of you changed your heart or your mind and want to be the secretary. Please speak now. No, everybody at the same time. Okay. It means that nobody volunteered. That's why I asked for you to take for somebody to take the notes for today. Okay. Next point is ED search process. I offer to send to the whole committee the job description that we have from the last two or three executive director job descriptions, and I hope that everybody will take their time to review it, and by the next meeting we will have maybe different ideas. We want to change things or not. That will be for the next meeting. I don't know if anybody have a different idea. Floor is open. Okay. Then we go to point number seven, CFO evaluation survey questions and timeline. Anybody wants to talk about that? We received in our last meeting, July 11, we received some suggestions And I don't know if everybody remember that or the committee wants me to send that again. Janet, you offer some question for the CFO evaluation. Anybody else remember that? Or?
Janet, can I respond or can I address
that? Yes.
So what I did was I went through the most current CFO job description that was approved to hire the current CFO and put together something that was, I don't have that in front of me right now, but for a survey for people to respond to the different requirements within the job description, responding whether they strongly agree, disagree, etc., you know, a range of items called a Likert scale that was used in the 2013 CFO evaluation. It was a survey, basically, that was sent to different people, constituents, whatever, whether it was people who, you know, the PNB, the finance committee, the audit committee, etc., to respond as input for the evaluation. And so I redid it based on the last CFO job description. And I had sent it out at the last meeting.
Okay, does anybody have that? Or yeah, can you resend it, Janet, or everybody, or the committee members want me to send it?
I can resend it.
Janet, when did you send it? Do you know?
July 18.
Okay.
I can resend it.
That would be fine. Yeah, that would be better.
I have a question, Adriana.
Yes.
Were we sent the job description on which these questions were apparently based, or were to have been based? Or were they different questions? I'm sorry.
No, I think that I sent before the job description and the questionnaire that we had before. I think that I sent it before July 18. I sent it to the whole committee. I think that what we are talking is what Janet is saying that we resend is her suggestions about what should be in that survey.
Right. My question is, I want to be sure that we have the job description. If you say you had sent it and it's the same job description that she used to base her questions, that's what I want to be sure that we're all working from the same document, same base document.
Can I respond?
Yes.
I found the, I have the job description that was approved on June 14th, 2015, the CFO job description approved by the PNB, and I'm attaching that to what I'm about to resend.
Okay, thank you, because
okay,
I can't
thank you.
It.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a good recommendation.
Then we all see what we are talking about. I agree. Good, Sydney. Okay, did you send it, Janet?
Not yet. 1 second.
Okay. I know.
And the subject of the email is survey idea, and I'm about to send it. And I just sent it.
And I just got it. Thank you.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah. We received it. Everybody else receive it?
I'm driving, so I have no idea.
Okay. Janet, do you want to read the first one, and then we can go? I don't know if anybody have any objection to that, but if Serene is driving, obviously we should be reading it, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Read the first one, Janet. Please.
Okay. May I just explain the email, at which the original one at the last meeting, what it was based on was a survey from the 2013 CFO evaluation that consisted of CFO job expectations based on, I assumed that they were based on the CFO job description from that, you know, at that time, and using a what is called a Likert type scale for responses. So in any case, it's not a questionnaire. It's a number of statements from the job description, and whoever is going to responds with strongly disagree, neither agree nor disagree, no opinion, the same, you know, all that's the same, agree or strongly disagree, or strongly agree. So the suggested job expectation survey items based on the CFO job description, and I didn't include from the job description that the current CFO was hired based on. So I took that job description and made job expectations out of it. And there are 13 of them. So I can read each one?
Yes.
Okay.
I read one, and then
okay.
The committee will have the members will have the option to talk about that.
Okay. The Pacifica CFO does a good job directing financial and accounting functions and maintain responsibility for monthly and annual financial reporting, financial analysis, audit, banking, cash management, budgeting, and risk management.
Any disagreement, any changes? Hearing not, go to the second one.
Okay. The Pacifica CFO does a good job ensuring timeliness, accuracy, and usefulness of financial and management reporting for federal and state funders, foundations, and the PNB, as well as supervising the timely preparation and communication of monthly, annual, and any other financial statements.
Sounds fine.
Fine. Number three.
Okay. Just note that I am not only reading these, but I'm also doing notes. So that's why there's a little bit of a delay. Okay, number three.
Janet, do you prefer, Margie, do you want to read it?
Sure, I can read
and
it.
And that's just taking
great
notes. I mean, we'll be
okay,
very
great.
Read it.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have to get, okay, here we go. Okay, so nobody had any comments on job expectation number two, job expectation number three. Oh, no, we already, that's the one you just read,
no,
isn't it?
No, that's the next one.
These words are all so similar. Okay,
right.
The Pacifica CFO does a good job preparing and monitoring the annual budget, financial projections for year-end forecasting, and audit coordination, including preparation and collection of audit information, as well as functioning as the primary liaison to the auditors. Now, you know, I have a problem with that question because I don't think our CFO has enough authority to make that happen. That's a serious, if I were the CFO, I would say it's not fair to judge me on this because I don't have, I've not been given enough authority to make sure these things happen.
Which part, the preparation and collection of the audit information?
Including preparation and collection of audit information, that requires getting information from each of the stations. And I would submit that our CFO does not have the authority to require stations to provide that information.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I disagree because what the job description says is that the CFO has authority over, or not the, I'm sorry, not the job description, but there was a motion that the PNB passed that says that the CFO shares authority over, supervision over the business managers with the GMs, and so the CFO does have authority over the business managers to provide these this information.
And I know from my own experience in that job that you often run into a situation where the business managers are protected by the CFOs, and you know, that was exactly my beef with one of the CFOs. I tried to get him to get rid of a business manager who clearly wasn't doing the job, and it was impossible to enforce. Anyway, I'm just telling you that when this comes up, I think I'll say that. So I
yes,
want
Tony,
all to be aware of that.
Tony,
okay, Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, I would have to agree with somewhat Marg is saying on that. The CFO doesn't have direct and total control of the general of the business managers. He shares that with the general managers. And for instance, in our station, there's been some difficulty with that. They don't always follow the directive that the CFO requested.
I think we're not dealing with such open session issues right now.
Oh, okay. You're right.
I'm just generally going to discuss I won't go in specific, but just the general requirement of the CFO does not have total control over the business managers. The business manager is a joint operation. The business managers still also are supervised also by the general managers. So from a general perspective, the CFO doesn't have direct control to get information or order the business managers as it stands now.
I have a point of information, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Sydney.
Okay, so Janet, can you read the portion of the job description from which you got that question?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's see, I can open the job description. Hold on a second. Duties and responsibilities. These don't correspond by number, do they, Janet?
Yeah. Not. There's one additional one.
But this number two right. Pretty much. It says prepare and monitor the annual budget, financial projections for year-end forecasting, audit coordination, including preparation and collection of audit information, as well as function as the primary liaison to the auditors. So that's exactly the same words there as in Janet's question.
Right.
Okay. And sorry. Serene for that.
Okay, Serene.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So my question is, it's one thing, if someone disagrees with if someone feels that the CFO does not really have the authority to do what we're asking, what the question asks, how well he does, then that's an argument about the job description and whether or not mm-hmm. the PNB needs to review that. But it doesn't. I don't think we don't put something in the questionnaire because individuals do not feel that he's in a position to do it. I think, you know, there will be room for comments and people can put their comments.
Yeah, in fact, this is Marky, may I speak?
Yes.
Okay. In fact, you
know... And Janet, I'd like to be on the staff.
Thinking it through, I have to say that I was once on an evaluation committee for a manager when I worked at UC, and we discussed whether or not this individual had the authority to do the things that were being asked in the job description. And what we did, the decision that we made was that we considered what weight to give comments. You know, in other words, so if we felt like it was a very complicated situation, very political, not dissimilar to ours, but the decision that the review committee made was to give less weight to those evaluative comments that happened in a situation where we felt the incumbent wasn't able to carry that out adequately. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying? It was a question of weight, how much weight we gave to that, and that we could do that in this case as well. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Go ahead, Janet, and I will put myself.
Okay, so just wanted to repeat that these items are for a survey from a set of people, and they what this survey would be would result in would be input for the PNB, because it's the PNB that evaluates the CFO.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be input. It wouldn't necessarily, you know, so the PNB would determine what weight to put on whatever the responses are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Let me put myself after you, Janet. What I believe, this is very clearly part of the exact job description in the duties and responsibilities of the CFO. And I believe that when you hire a manager to do a specific job, if for whatever reason that person encounters some difficulties, he should come to their superiors, in this case to the PNB, and explain clearly what is not happening, and then I think that, you know, measures can be taken. I believe that when I'm being hired or somebody is being hired to fulfill a specific duty, if for whatever reason you can't, you cannot say, well, I tried but I couldn't. That is not an answer. The answer is, I cannot do it. We need to make some measure. I need to ask somebody else out of my authority. I cannot do it for these reasons, and ask for some other measures. And like Janet said, this is just a survey, and probably a lot of people could not even answer specifically that question, right? It's just trying to put there his job description. I believe that exactly what his duties and responsibilities are part of the only way that we can judge if somebody is doing their job or not. Then we can decide, like we said, if there's any reason for not doing it, okay. But the duties are there, the responsibility should be there, because if not, whose responsibilities are? Right. Okay. Anybody else on the point?
Yeah, Margie, I just want to say, okay. There is something about this that I'd like to talk about when we're in executive session, but I don't think it's
okay.
Appropriate here. So
yeah.
Just, you know, at some, we don't have to have an executive session tonight, but at the next meeting where we have an executive session, I do have a comment I want to make, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Number four?
Oh, here we go, number four.
Janet, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
Point of order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Janet. What?
So What about number three, whether it's...
We didn't object.
Okay, it's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Number four, the Pacifica CFO does a good job collaborating with other members of the senior management team on financial and fundraising priorities. I'm not sure what the scope of the words "the senior management team." Does that include the GMs or just the IED?
Can I hear it again? Sorry.
Sure. It says, the CFO does a good job collaborating with other members of the senior management team on financial and fundraising priorities.
Janet, can I respond?
Go ahead, Janet.
That's what it says in the job description. Senior management, so...
Okay.
Again, what I did with these was I just took literally what was in the job description and turned them into something that would be, you know, the language for a survey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't change any language.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay. I think that even... the language there, when we said senior management team, in a way they I think that they have more than one, the leadership team, and probably that will be the way that we apply.
It probably includes the GMs.
Yeah, the GMs, exactly. I think so. Okay.
Okay.
Next.
Okay.
Five.
Here we go.
So, point of order or point of information?
Yeah.
Yes, Janet.
So does that mean there's no objection?
We are not objecting to anything yet.
Okay.
We are talking about the issues. Yes.
Well, but I thought we were going through one by one.
If somebody objects, will be the objection, and we will discuss it, take it off. But for now... we are just reading and explaining what is there. That's the way that I understand it.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, I'm not saying that I'm giving up my concerns or objections. I'm just saying that, you know, I think it's reasonable based on the job description, and then, you know, we have to, at some point, we'll have to grapple with whether we think the job description is reasonable and or realistic, you know, that's like
right.
out there.
Right.
Okay.
Number five.
CFO does a good job managing the organization's banking relationships and cash position. Good Lord, what a fucking nightmare. Okay, pardon my language.
Mind you, this call is being recorded for streaming.
Oh, dear.
So we should make a note that was how many minutes into the stream?
We'll have to ask somebody to delete that. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's a problem. Number six, the Pacifica CFO does a good job administering the organization's investment portfolio and directing and supervising the organization's investment managers and advisors. Sure. Okay. Some other organization. All right.
Right.
I mean, what? I can't. It seems funny to me that even a year ago we approved a job description that had this language in it, but, you know, maybe I wasn't paying attention. Okay, number eight, the Pacifica CFO does a good job... Number seven. The Pacifica CFO does a good job managing and ensuring training and development of national finance and accounting personnel and coordinating the activities of finance personnel in the station offices in accordance with legal and U.S. generally accepted accounting principle requirements.
Anybody on that? If not, I will add something. I think that this is obviously legal. It should be like this, and I believe that it's part of the job that the CFO is doing according to the auditor's recommendation and what we found, obviously.
Okay. Okay.
Janet, can I just make a comment?
Sure.
Yes.
So this is where there's an additional number because the job description number 7 is sort of two parts, so I broke it out into, well, to me it was two parts, so I broke it out into two items. So number 7 and 8 is based on the job description number 7, and then all the others after that are one number in addition.
So you made two out of one, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Okay. So are we ready to hear number 8?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The Pacifica CFO does a good job directly supervising all accounting functions by station business managers, participating in evaluations of all station business managers, approving the hires and or termination of all station business managers.
Two.
Okay.
Perfect.
Number 9. The Pacifica CFO does a good job maintaining official financial records and documents and ensuring compliance with federal, state, and local regulations and reporting requirements such as the annual information returns, payroll withholding, and reporting 990s, et cetera. Job expectation number 10. The Pacifica CFO does a good job supervising all financial compliance and recognition for government, federal, state, and local contracts and private grants. That seems like a no-brainer. Okay. The Pacifica CFO does a good job ensuring proper management of all Pacifica assets, including real estate, investment funds. It's, except it says fines instead of funds.
Yeah, funds.
Right? Janet.
Yeah.
Janet, are you there? Janet.
I'm sorry. What was it?
It says including...
11.
Number 11. It says including real estate investment fines, but you meant funds, I'm sure.
Oh.
Typo. It's just a typo.
Well, it's the auto... correct that the whatever changed it.
Okay.
But I'm sorry.
It should say funds. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so fix that. It's job expectation number 11, investment funds, not fines. And SCA sidebands in collaboration with the executive director and under the direction of the Pacifica National Board. Okay?
Yes.
Number 12, the Pacifica CFO does a good job assuring adequate control and accounting of all funds, including developing and maintaining sound financial practices and remaining up to date on the nonprofit audit best practices, on nonprofit audit best practices and state and federal law regarding nonprofit operations. Number 13, the Pacifica CFO does a good job providing financial leadership advice and financial transparency and establishing financial goals for the network, working with the executive director and the National Board of Directors. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay.
Anybody else want to add something to that, or...
Well, as a longtime union person, I have to say that I would find it very out of, it would be unacceptable to me to evaluate someone on something that is not included in their job description. So there you go.
Okay. And
you have to evaluate people based on what's in their job description.
Janet?
Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Question? I'm sorry. Did Marty, what you just said, did that have to do with these, any of these 13?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm saying, Adriana asked if we wanted to add anything else, and
we don't
get to evaluate somebody on something that isn't in their job description, that's all.
Got it, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, then we agree, roughly in the survey questions. What about the timeline?
Okay, so where is the timeline in that same message?
No, we don't have
Janet,
it.
No.
May I?
Yeah.
So the timeline, it's one thing to have a timeline, it's another thing to come up with who would be sent this survey to respond to. And I don't know which one would come first, but.
I know, are two different things. We are talking about timeline, and obviously what we will do is a survey that will be totally anonymous, but we need to decide the people to whom that will be, but we need to decide the timeline.
Hello? What happened?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Molly?
I'm here. I just heard a beep. I thought somebody got knocked off.
Yes.
No, that was my headset touching a cell phone by mistake, sorry. Like a butt call.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Tony, Celine, do you have any ideas about this?
This is concerning who to send the who should do the survey?
The timeline first, and then we will decide to whom. Or the other way around, whatever way you want to do it. I mean.
I guess we decide whom first, and then we can determine how soon that can be gathered and set a timeline.
I think we have to. We have to. Okay, go ahead. Yes, I agree. We should figure out who first.
I think that in July, one of the agendas that I sent, the agenda that I sent for July 18, we have there who will be included in the soup.
Uh-oh. Janet, watch what you're doing.
Sorry.
Okay. And there we have three categories that were A, survey of current and former employees, B, NFC and audit committee members, and C, others, to be determined. We need to decide those things.
Wait, say it one more time.
A, we are survey of current and former employees.
Oh, in people who worked in the national office?
In the national office.
Okay.
B, National Finance Committee and audit committee members.
Uh-huh.
And C, others, to be determined, that we were discussing about the, I don't know.
Yeah, Tony.
Yes, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought we discussed this, but I have reservations about former employees of putting, you have to put some restriction on that. I mean, how far back or, you know, former employees is a tricky business. You know, there are some people I think that were let go or terminated, but that's a slippery slope on former employees.
I agree.
Janet?
It's very unusual. I actually have never heard it done before. I mean, current employees, yes.
Janet?
But not former employees.
I heard you, Janet. Let Margie finish.
I'm sorry. I'm done. I apologize.
Okay. Janet?
Well, this, it should be current and former national office accounting employees, not just employees, period. National and... accounting employees and business managers.
Mm.
Not all employees throughout all the stations, etc. And as far as former employees, I would think it would be restricted to former employees who have worked under the current CFO.
This is Margie.
Okay, Margie.
You know, I've never heard of this being done before. You commonly ask what are called direct reports, that is people who, because of their jobs, report directly to the manager who's being reviewed. But I've never heard of anyone asking former employees. That is the kind of thing that is accomplished through an exit interview. Exactly. Which we don't do, shame on us, but we should do exit interviews, but we don't. But I just think it's very odd to, and I've sat on a whole lot of committees that do this kind of work, and I've never heard of someone who is no longer employed by the institution being asked to evaluate a current manager. And I agree with Tony, it's kind of a slippery slope. You don't know, it's hard to know what happened, why that person is a former employee, and whether it, how prejudiced people would be. And, I'm just like, I think you get to ask current employees, and we have to guarantee that they have that they're protected, that they can't, that their anonymity is protected, and that they can't be retaliated against for anything they say in the evaluation, because we do want people to speak open and honestly with us. But that's it. I'm done.
Janet,
go ahead, Janet.
Answering. Okay, so for the notes, what I have now is, who will be sent the survey to respond to anonymously? And that will be current direct reports and business managers, the NFC, and audit committee members.
I think that's lovely.
Serene,
go ahead.
Okay, so I was trying earlier today to try to find the language, because there's some sort of language about who gets to evaluate. I believe also local finance committees are involved in the evaluation.
Oh.
Janet?
So I wasn't able to find it today, but... I believe it does exist, but if it does, I'd like us to agree that, the list of recipients or participants would be amended to include that.
Janet? The job description says the national board will appoint, supervise, evaluate, and reappoint, etc. It's the PNB that evaluates. And again, this survey is input for that evaluation. So I don't know if the intention was that the survey would go to the finance committees of the different LSBs for the survey. Is that really what was intended?
Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I would have problems with the local finance committee for the simple reason that they don't have any direct contact with the CFO. I mean, the whole goal is individuals who have contact or have dealt with this person to do an evaluation or a survey. Most of the finance committees have not had any direct contact with that person. And if you start adding these many people, it just turns into a popularity election.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to keep it based to people who have had direct contact in dealings with the CFO to get a fair evaluation or even a fair survey. And I don't think a lot of local finance committee people have had much direct contact with the CFO or involvement with
this
the
CFO. This is the...
Okay,
I'm sorry. As I said, I'm driving, so I'm a little distracted. But let me clarify what I said, because I perhaps it wasn't clear. I said that I believe there's language in the bylaws about the evaluation of national management, both the ED and the CFO. If I find that language, I don't think it's a matter of whether or not someone thinks it's a good idea. If it's in the bylaws, it's what we'll have to do. I'm merely asking that we agree that if I find the supporting language, we will expand the list of recipients without having to come back to another meeting to say, oh, okay, there it is on page X, so let's add that. If someone thinks it's not a good idea, then make a bylaw proposal, a bylaw amendment, you know, proposal. But if the language is there, it's there.
Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, I don't think we should approve something tinged upon finding language. If the language is there, it should be cited. If we can't cite it, we can't approve it. I mean, we can't say we want to approve it pending on finding language in the bylaws. Either it's there or not. If we don't have it in front of us, I wouldn't approve anything I don't have in front of me. I don't really personally remember that kind of language in the bylaws. But if it's there, then we should cite it and approve it. But I'm not going to, I wouldn't consent to approving something until we find it in the bylaws.
Okay, so we'll wait another month.
I mean, that's a simple matter of verifying. You don't have to wait another month. I mean, you can verify by going through the bylaws and sending an email later.
I'm sorry. May I have crosstalk, Adriana?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I just said if I find the supporting language, I'm asking us to agree that if I find the supporting language, and obviously I would have to send it to you all rather than simply declare that I had found it, if I find the supporting language, we agree that we would expand the pool of survey participants to obey the bylaws. If I do not find it, then obviously we can't respond to non-existent information. I don't understand the objection.
Well, I can clarify what my objection is.
No, it's all right.
You know,
whatever.
I can clarify what the objection is. The objection is I don't think I wouldn't agree to anything on a conditional basis until we find something. I wouldn't approve anything based on approval. Basically, you're requesting us to approve it until you find it. And I just don't think that that's an appropriate step to approve something. I think once you find it, then we approve it.
But approval will mean we have to delay the whole thing and come back to another meeting to discuss that one point.
I don't know. That's not true.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
If you send it by email, the committee will accept it once we find it in the email. It can do it. I don't see why the committee can't approve it through email.
Janet, point of order? Or a point of information?
Margie wants to be on the list at some point, too.
Okay. Janet, what is your point of information?
So if I'm not clear, Tony, how the committee would approve something via email. I don't think that's the way it works. We have to approve at an open session, don't we?
Well, if they take that position, I would prefer to wait. I wouldn't approve it depending on finding it in the bylaws. I mean, we should get in the habit of approving things and then finding out just later.
Tony, let Margie be on the stack.
Okay.
Margie?
I acknowledge that our bylaws are four times as long as the U.S. Constitution. If you doubt that, you can do a word count and you'll find out it's true. But I just went through the bylaws, and I don't see any language about who gets, except that it is the responsibility of the PMB to evaluate the performance of the officers. There's nothing else. I don't see anything that says that anybody else gets to participate in that process. I think it makes sense for us to make that decision to have other people participate in that process, but I don't think it's in the bylaws. I don't know. You know, Serene may have found it someplace else, but I'm just thinking. I do not want to unnecessarily delay this process. On the one hand, on the other hand, I do not think that the idea of including local finance committees is a good idea. I really don't think so.
I'm sorry. Adriana, may I just?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I don't recall there being a bylaw amendment that would have struck that, but there was definitely language in the bylaws that called for participation of local people, not directors on the board, not NFC people, to be involved in evaluation of national management. I believe it applied to both the ED and CFO, but in looking, and I was doing it by phone, not the best thing for my eyes, but, well, with my eyes, but I couldn't find it today, but I know that such language with regard to at least one of the national positions was there at one point. And as I said, I don't recall a bylaw amendment that would have removed it. But we can just move on. I will just send it to you guys, and we'll have to, you know, schedule another meeting to discuss this one point, since we can't.
We can't.
Do you know how many evenings I spend on Pacifica meetings?
Oh, no. I believe me. I do totally know.
Okay.